Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is our topical devotional program here at WMIE and on podcast. You can actually find the program at our website at ourlighthouse.net, or you can actually find it on WMIEFM.com. So we want to encourage you, if you hear the program, you like what you hear, share it with someone and invite them to go back and listen to it again. I'm Pastor Kevin Radlin. I'm from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I always like to do this with a co-host or a guest, and I've got Pastor Mark Cook from Braving Grace Ministries with us
today. What's up, Pastor Kevin?
Pastor Mark, how are you today?
Great, man. Great to be here. It's fun to be back with you.
Yeah, glad to have you on the program, man. We've been really good friends for a long time, and Pastor Mark's over at the Matthews Hope Building over off of Forest Avenue. What's the address over there?
825 Forest Avenue. Yeah, we meet at the campus of Matthews Hope. They're a great ministry. They've got that that church campus over there. Some of you guys, if you've been in Brevard County a while, you know that there's that old United Methodist Church campus.
It was the old drive-in church.
Yeah, that's beautiful campus. Key. Yeah, the old drive-in church. Well, they bought that. They're refurbishing it. They've done some great work. It's beautiful. If you haven't seen it in a long time, you need to drive by. It's looking great.
I love the way they're lighting up the trees at night, man. It looks incredible.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful job that they're doing, and they're just getting started, and they've given us an opportunity to meet in the fellowship hall there. So Braving Grace Ministries is who we are. You can find us at bravinggrace.com, and we're there on Sunday mornings at 10 and Wednesday evenings at 6:30.
Nice. Now, I know you guys also have a podcast, or what is it that you and your wife are doing online? There's some ways
we can track with you that way. Yeah, we haven't really started podcasting yet. We keep talking about it.
I didn't mean to say podcast, but you guys do a devotional or something.
Well,
we've
got bravinggrace.com has a lot of blog material on it.
There you go. Blog. Yep. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, so it actually how it started. Braving Grace started as just an outlet. We felt like, and still the mission of what we're trying to do, we want people to get into the Word and be able to understand it. And find Jesus in it. And so we started out doing it that way. A lot of the content on there is designed, it's really some devotionals. They're a blog, I'm doing air quotes. There's devotionals on there that are written kind of in a blog format, but it's designed to take you through. We've got, like I've done one for Galatians, I've done one for Hebrews, to take you through the whole book.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah, just, you know, and then Angela is my wife, and she is more of a true blogger, and she's writing on a much more consistent basis, and she's probably better at it than I am.
Sure. Well, I think it's powerful for us to find value in the Word of God, to find, you know, our ability to learn and discern through the entire book of Galatians, or, you know, to study the entire book. I love that. And, you know, you're always moving in the office of a teacher, and you love to teach. You were a teacher by trade
for a while, right?
Yep. Tell us a little bit about your old... Were you really? No, I don't believe that.
I was teaching just public school, which I'm not good at. I'm good at teaching people who want to learn. I'm not good at making your kids sit down and shut up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
I don't have the patience for it. But yeah, I mean, that teaching gift, God put that in me. And I heard it described, I think it was Jensen Franklin that said, the difference between preachers and teachers is teachers tell it and preachers yell it. Yeah. Well, I find myself yelling it sometimes, too. So I think I flow in both pretty well. Yeah. But either way, it's a ton of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually teaching this week coming up at the church. You know, we've been talking about covenant. And so I'm going to be going over blood covenant.
Oh, that's good.
Just letting people understand that they have a covenant with God.
Yeah, he's a covenant-keeping God.
He isn't going to break his covenant. He's not a man that he would lie to.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a man that he would lie. But, you know, I ask my co-host usually to bring in a topic because it kind of challenges me to just speak with you and all of that. But you actually came up with Romans 15:4. And why don't you share a little bit about what God's been speaking in your heart about this particular verse of Scripture and just this topic of what would the topic be in your...
Well, topic is the Word of God.
It's the Word of God.
Yeah. Okay. And so this is the root of it. It really, I ended up on this verse. Just we're doing so on Wednesday nights at Braving Grace. We're doing our study through the book of Romans. We started that back in July, and we're finally getting near the end. But it, in my own personal time, just the importance of the Word of God has just become really just pushing so hard in my life, and really. As we're seeing things, we're hearing people talk about revival. We're hearing people talk about, you know, a new great awakening, and I believe all that's true. I believe that we're on the breaking of that wave right now in the United States, and I think that even globally. But it's gotta be based on something solid, and the only sure foundation is the Word of God. And so, really, the importance of being a disciple, the importance of not just being a convert, not just being someone who shows up at church on Sunday, not just being someone who likes a nice worship song. Those things might make you can have faith in Jesus and you can be a Christian destined for heaven and not actually be a true disciple. Because discipleship is rooted in the Word of God. And if you don't have that foundation, then you're struggling to be a disciple and to do the Great Commission.
Right.
You can't do it. And so
which is go into all the world.
Yeah.
Preach the gospel.
Preach what? The gospel.
How do you know the gospel if you don't know the Word of God?
If you're not built in the Word of God. And even before the show, you were talking, Pastor Kevin, about people don't know where they are. They don't know who they are because you don't find that out until you go to the Word of God. And so in that whole thought process that's going on in my own life and in my own head, we get to this section in Romans chapter 15 in our Bible study, and I read chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope."
Oh, I love that.
There's so much packed in this one verse. "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning." The Scriptures were written for your learning, for our learning. If you're trying to learn about who God is apart from the Scripture, you're going to get a limited picture. Can you have great experience?
I don't know if you can even have a full picture.
You can't
at all. You can't.
It's not possible. You can have a great experience.
Sure.
And I was thinking about this today too, Kevin, kind of just on the way in this morning. That a lot of times you get people who are chasing a feeling. It's more than a feeling, right?
And Boston.
Talking
my love language.
It's
good music.
It's great to go to a worship service and get a goosebump.
Sure.
It's great to do that. And you can have an encounter with the Lord there. But if you feel like that, okay, I'm not encountering the Lord unless I've had a goosebump, or the only way I can get a goosebump is to be in a certain environment. So I'm going to spend my time now traveling around, trying to find the next cool worship service, jumping on a plane to the next conference. Yeah.
Driving to Kentucky.
Yeah. And great. I think what's going on there is great.
I do too.
I'm glad. But you know what the question is for me there? And we were talking about this at my house. What happened? Some point you got to go home and go to work.
Yeah.
Where's the revival?
Sure.
Is it in you or is it in a city?
Right.
Is the revival in you? And if it's
you're looking for
be,
something that God wants
yes.
you to have inside
all the
you,
time.
Of you all the time.
Absolutely.
But you're looking for it externally.
Exactly. And you've got to go to the Word of God and get firmly rooted and grounded in those things. If you're going to the Bible, it says here that these things were written for our learning. What do you want to learn?
Yeah.
What do you want to learn about God? Do you want to learn about His character? Do you want to learn about His promises? Do you want to learn about His Son?
Sure.
Do you want to learn what He's called you to and what He's made you for?
Right.
You got to go to the Word to get all of those things.
Absolutely.
It's all in there. But we're trying. I think the challenge, Kevin, that I've experienced and that I've seen, I think a lot of times in the church, is that there's a lack of really pushing people deeply into the Word of God, and I think that we're getting this idea that Christianity is just an experience. It's just a thought process. It's just a good feeling that we want to try to get because we don't like how life feels. But it's so much more than that. And the Word of God has got to be your firm foundation.
Yeah.
If you're not in the Word of God, you're not learning because it says that this was written for our learning. That's what it says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to actually even revert us back to the show that we did on the Ecclesia. The called ones. You're called to be in the Word. You're not called, you know, to just live life and chase after things. You know, I think many times people are trying to make the Word of God more of an experience rather than an actual discipline. You know, a disciple is someone who is
That's
disciplined
good.
In studying and learning about God and who God is and what God is doing in their lives and in the lives of others around them. Where I think a lot of times as Christians, we've been lulled into this you know, just like it's another concert, church, you know, you see that church attendance is actually on the decline in America right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because people are like, well, you know, I can just catch a quick sermon on my phone. I can do this, I can do that, and feel like they're doing their due diligence by just, you know, popping in and out instead of actually committing.
Yes.
And actually diving in and saying, I am going to learn this Bible, man, while I'm here. And I'm just as guilty of being busy and
sure.
running around and not making the time or not having the time, filling that time with others. But I think if we had to say anything to you guys who are listening out there is we have got to get to a place where we prioritize
yes.
the Word of God above many other things in our lives. You know, now we still need to pray. We still need to, you know, we need to attend church. We need to do those things. But really, I think the rubber meets the road with a real true Christian when you say, I'm going to crack this thing open and I'm going to start devoting time to this and I'm going to turn my TV off. I'm going to stop yes. looking at my phone for a minute and I'm going to get a real paper Bible and
yes.
a pack, go to Dollar Tree and get a pack of seven different colors of highlighters. You know, I've been actually reading my Bible and I've been highlighting it
yeah.
this year. I'm like, I'm going to read my entire Bible this year and I'm highlighting every little thing. And if it's about sin or the devil, I highlight it in orange. If it's about God and his glory or something, I highlight it in yellow. If it's about men, I highlight it in blue. If it's about women, I highlight it in pink. And I just do this, though, because now I have created a path through my Bible. I know what I've read and what I haven't read because I'm literally highlighting everything that I'm reading.
Wow.
And then while I'm highlighting it, I'm rereading it again, and
yes.
it's kind of soaking into me a little bit more, and then God will speak something to me through it, and I'll stop, and then I'll run over somewhere else and study it. But until you really, truly have a relationship with God in his Word, you know, you are missing out on one of the greatest treasures that life has to offer.
Well, and you're missing out on the ability to do Christianity the way you're called to do it. And I think what I can hear in my mind is, well, isn't that your job, Pastor? I just come listen to what you have to say. You cannot build a relationship with God based on what somebody else is saying.
Yeah.
All that we're doing is what when we get up on a Sunday or on a radio show and we share things, it's to give you direction. I say this to my church every Sunday. What I'm preaching today is not designed to get you through the week. It's designed to drive you into your Bible tomorrow and every other day.
Yeah.
It's designed to drive
this
you.
Afternoon.
Yes, exactly. To drive you into the Word. We started talking about, you know, writing the blog on bravinggrace.com to get you through Galatians and get you through Hebrews. And I think there's a couple other books on there. Why? Because I want you to realize that you can open up your Bible and you can see the same things that we're seeing. It's not reserved for God is not
right.
a respecter of persons.
No.
He is not.
He'll give you the same amazing
exactly.
revelation that you're hearing with all these other pastors who are actually getting their Bibles out.
Yes.
And God is speaking to them. God will give you the same kind
the
of revelation.
The same thing. And you know, I was saying earlier at the beginning
unique
of the show
stuff.
About the, I was saying that you get a goosebump, right? I want
yeah.
to go to a worship show and get a worship, you know, service and get a goosebump. Did you know that if you'll really learn to press into the Word of God, you'll have goosebumps? I get goosebumps every day.
Yeah, man.
Getting into the Word of God
and
the Holy Spirit illuminates something that I didn't see before. He ties together a scripture from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I go, holy cow, I see a new
aspect of God,
a new
attribute of him.
I see something that Jesus fulfilled, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that he had done that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal, but you can't get that experience and the joy and the passion that you can even hear in it, because this fires me up. How can you get so fired up about the Bible? If you are in your Bible, if you stick your nose in that thing, you cannot help but get fired up because it's an incredible, life-giving source. It's the firm foundation. And so I just want to encourage you, man, this was written for our learning. If you want to learn how to get through the cycle of whatever you're dealing with in your life, you want to learn how to break things, you want to learn how to understand who you are, the thing that will change your life is when you begin to understand who you are in Christ Jesus and you begin to understand the truth of what he has done for you and the
yeah.
fullness of his finished work. Get into the Bible and begin to see those things. And when you hear a pastor or a teacher say something amazing, what you should do is not just go, oh, wow, that was great. You should go, wow, I'm going to go read that myself and see what else there is.
Yeah, I mean, the Word of God is so powerful.
Yes.
It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder
yeah.
between the soul and the spirit.
Hebrews chapter 4.
It's literally It's literally dividing you, you know, and yes. It's showing you how to live your life and showing you how to do life with God, how to have a relationship with Him. Like I've been saying before, I've been sharing about blood covenant. You know, how do you learn about blood covenant? You read about it in the Bible. Yeah. Oh, I'm in a covenant with God. He's never going to abandon me.
Yeah.
He said, lo, I'm with you always until the end of the age. You know?
Yes.
And when that happens, we're going to be with Him even at a greater level because we're going to see Him as He is. And I just think that, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, if God showed up here, I'd follow Him. You know, if I could see God, if you show, you know, and actually I made this challenge to God when I was unsaved. I said, God, you show me you're real, okay, and I'll give you my life. And guess what? I had an experience. God healed my knee in a church service, and He made Himself and showed Himself real to me. And I gave my life to Christ, and you know what the first thing that God did with me is He put me in the Word.
Yes. Yeah, that's what He's always
doing.
He
put me in the Word. He said, now learn who you are.
Yes, that's
good. Learn who you are.
Yeah.
Learn what I've given you. Learn what your rights are. Learn what your privileges are. You're an ambassador. I didn't know that until I read it, that I am God's ambassador.
Yes.
That by His stripes I was healed. I experienced healing, and then I saw it in the Word.
Come on.
He says, by my stripes you were healed. You are healed, and I'm healing. I am deliverance. God delivered me, man. The power of the Holy Ghost hit me, knocked me to the floor. 9 demons came out of me in my life, man.
Wow.
When I gave my life, I'd already given my life to Christ, and I just wasn't seeing the victory. And then I learned who the Holy Spirit was and that I could receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when I received that gift, man, the power of God hit me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I learned who I was and what was available to me, and then the experiences came.
Yes.
You're all waiting for the experience.
That's good.
To get you to, you know, do something in life where I'm telling you, if you'll get in the Word of God, you'll begin to have the experience.
Yeah, it'll follow you. It'll follow you. It'll chase. It'll come upon you. The Bible says in the Old Testament that the blessings of God will come upon you and overtake you when you hearken to His Word. I can't give you the address on that. I'd have to Google it. And here's another thing that I'm thinking about, Kevin, as we're saying all this. It's so important for you to read your own Bible. That's the Bible that we have that we're able to read in our own language. This isn't still in Latin,
right?
You know, like it was in the medieval era and all that. The Reformation happened when people, because the Word of God was being translated out of a language that only the priests could read, and it was being given to the common man to read in his own language, and that was something that the people in power didn't want that.
Yeah,
because they were wanting to tell you what it said,
sure.
and what it didn't say. And even today, there are people out there that are preaching, saying that they're preaching to you from the Bible, and they may be quoting different scriptures, but they're not in context. They're not taking into account the finished work of Jesus. And if all you're doing is believing what you're told, and I even tell my church this, I say, even what I say, you should go back to your Word and make sure that I said it right.
Right.
You need to know. And if
let
all you're
God
doing is
confirm it to
absolutely,
you.
Let it and go in and read it for yourself.
Yeah.
There were things that I heard as a young man, all growing up in church, and I didn't believe. I thought I was told that the Holy Spirit wasn't for today, that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was not, you know, and so right. I'm like, I'm thinking that that's true. I even was like firmly believing that. And then I finally read my own Bible, and I couldn't find that anywhere.
Right.
It wasn't in there. There's no period at the end of all the things that are going on in the book of Acts.
Right.
That's an open book that's still being written. And so you have to, I had to read that for myself. And at some point I had to go, wait a minute, what that guy's saying does not line up with what this book says. I need to make a decision, but I can't know that if I don't read it myself.
Absolutely. You know, earlier you gave a scripture. It was actually Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. It says, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God and keep His commandments and His statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if you shall turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, this is a commandment which I command you this day. It is not hidden from you. Listen to that.
Mm.
And neither is it far off. You know, it is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea, you know, for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. But the word is near unto you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. The word is near unto you.
Yep.
God has given his word to us. We're not trying to go punch into heaven and pull something down.
Yeah.
It's right in front of our faces.
And Paul quotes that exact scripture in Romans chapter 10. That is a new covenant truth.
Yeah.
It's a new covenant truth.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, but see, the enemy is doing everything within his power to keep you watching TV, to keep you, you know, doing anything else but getting into the Word of God and recognizing and learning who you are. Because, you know what, the people that he's fighting the hardest in life are the people that have learned who they are in Christ. They have read their Bibles, and they know the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Make you free.
Set us free. So people are actually walking
it's the truth
in
you
that
know.
Freedom.
It's the truth you know that sets you free.
Yeah.
That you, what
so
you just
know
said is
the
key.
Truth.
Yeah.
And that truth will set you
truth
free.
Truth can't make you free if you don't know it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what are you dealing with out there? Let's kind of, what are you out there struggling with? What are you, what is coming against you? There's an answer for that in the Word of God. If you will take the time to seek him, you'll find him. If you knock on the door of the Word.
Yes.
And it will be opened
up to you. Absolutely
open. The Spirit of God will reveal to you the solution to whatever it is you're facing in your life today through the Word of God.
Jesus is actually the Word made flesh.
But so many people are like, well, I want an angel to come tell me.
Jesus said, I'm glad you brought that back up because you've been, Jesus spoke to that exactly. He even tells a story about it in the Gospels of the two men. One was poor and one was wealthy, and they both died. The poor man went to Abraham's bosom, the wealthy man. And he was saying, he was pleading, send someone to tell my brothers.
Yeah.
And he said, no, your brothers can read this in the book of Moses. And if they don't see it in Moses,
they
then they're
the
not
the same opportunity everybody else has been
exactly.
given to
and
read
he says,
the word.
If they don't see it in the word, they won't believe it, though one rise from the dead.
Yeah. And
come
that's
on.
True. You know, some of the greatest miracles that I've ever seen in people's lives, you think would transform their lives, and they're still not seeking the Lord because
the
they never got into the Word.
Yeah.
You want to have a true relationship with God. A miracle isn't going to be enough to push you there. Mm-hmm. The Word of God and being you taking the effort and the time to get into the Word of God and read it for yourself and learn who He is and experience Him through His Word is all that you need to do.
Absolutely.
So powerful. So, Pastor Mark, we're going to just take a quick break, and I want to come back and talk more about this because this is an amazing topic. But we're going to give our sponsors a moment, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors. And if you want to be a sponsor here at Turn the Light On, just contact the church office at 321-452-1012. We'd love to have you share in helping us get the word to people out and about here on the program. And we're just so grateful that each and every one of you are listening today. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On. I've got Pastor Mark Cook here from Braving Grace Ministries over in Cocoa. Great friend, and we actually, you know, believe in everything that you got going over there. It's so exciting, and, you know, you're such an amazing pastor and teacher, Pastor Mark, and I encourage you guys, if you don't have somewhere to go, man, go to Braving Grace. If that doesn't work for you, then come to Lighthouse. Go try his place, you know, because we're running out of chairs.
You're elbow room. You got elbow room barely.
It's getting tight.
It's good.
But, you know, we just love each and every one of you. We want you to learn and grow in the Word. Pastor Mark, let's just get a final little push here on your
Yeah. So we've been in Romans 15:4, for whatever things were written for our learning. That we might, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And so we've just been talking about the effectiveness of the Word of God. And some of the things that we've said in here, we've repeated a couple of times. Go to the Word of God and discover who you are. Right. You know what? The world right now is in a bizarre place of just rampant confusion. Did you know that the Bible says, you know, you can solve that problem? The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Did you know that?
Yeah.
If you haven't read that in your Bible, you might not have known that. But if you read your Bible, you would say, wait a minute, God's not the author of confusion. So then why do I feel confused? And then you get into the Word and you begin to truly nail down, this is how God made me. This is who God made me to be. This is how much He loved me, that He gave His only begotten Son, that if I'll just believe in Him, I can have eternal life and not perish, that I can actually be considered righteous apart from my actions, that God's favor is upon me even though I didn't deserve it. It's called grace, a favor that I could not deserve or earn. Like, I get to see all of that in the Word of God, and to overcome the confusion, to overcome this strange idea, it's an attack on the enemy. The only reason it can succeed is because we're not dedicating time into the Word of God to let it define who we are. And
that's
if we
right.
do that, so man, good. You'll break those chains. You'll break them.
Yeah. You know, we want to see those chains broken on your life.
Yeah.
So we actually, you know, we pay money to go on the air to sit here today and say to you, open your Bible, please.
Yes.
Can we say please?
Yes.
Please open your Bible and read it and learn who you are in Christ, because you're going to need to know that in the days that are coming.
Absolutely.
And I believe there's just going to be some challenges in the near future, and you're going to want to know what God says about you.
Amen.
God bless you guys. We're so excited you're here today. Have a good day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.